From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Brexit is on. With the largest voter turnout in 30 years, United Kingdom voters have decided they want out of the European Union, as VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from London.
Britain makes a historic decision to leave the European Union in a referendum that stoked passions on issues of immigration and sovereignty and prompted Prime Minister David Cameron to announce his resignation.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
Cameron said that transition should happen in October. The man who led the Leave campaign, former London Mayor Boris Johnson, also of Cameron's Conservative Party, is widely expected to replace him as Prime Minister. With all ballots counted, the Leave cause won by more than a million votes, or nearly 52%. The news prompted a negative reaction in Asian markets, and the British pound tumbled to a three-decade low. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
A deadlocked U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday thwarted President Barack Obama's plan to defer the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court decision that rejected an Obama bid to set new immigration policy by executive order after Congress failed to pass comprehensive immigration changes. President Obama was admittedly disappointed.
Pretending we can deport 11 million people or build a wall without spending tens of billions of dollars of taxpayer money is abetting what is really just factually incorrect. It's not going to work. It's not good for this country.
The president's setback comes as the Supreme Court lacks the ninth judge to break a tie. This is VOA News. The Colombian government and the leftist FARC rebels have signed a ceasefire and a disarmament deal, bringing Colombia a major step closer to ending more than 50 years of guerrilla warfare and terrorism. Meanwhile, security challenges remain between the Colombian government and a second insurgency, the leftist National Liberation Army, where negotiations have not yet begun. United Nations envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says talks about a political transition in Syria need a boost. De Mistura said he hoped negotiations could start soon, but explained they depend on humanitarian conditions and the security situation in Syria. Jan Egeland is a special assistant to de Mistura for humanitarian assistance to Syrians who are caught in the civil war and the push by Islamic State to establish a caliphate.
We have so far this month been able to reach 8 out of the 18 besieged areas. We hope to reach at least 7 more in the next week.
Egeland and de Mistura spoke at a UN meeting in Geneva on the future of Syria. The United Nations has dismissed Pakistan's contention that Afghan refugees have become a source of terrorism in the country, urging the host country to not adopt rushed solutions for sending the displaced population back to Afghanistan. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi made the remarks in Pakistan on the last leg of his three-nation trip, which included Iran and Afghanistan, to remind the international community of the importance of solving the protracted Afghan refugee crisis. Afghans in Pakistan are the second largest refugee population in the world, having fled the Soviet invasion previously in 1979. Here in Washington, Democratic Party lawmakers shouted appeals to their Republican colleagues as they ended their 26-hour sit-in at the U.S. Capitol. They're upset. Republican leaders adjourned the House of Representatives in recess for 2 weeks without debating gun control legislation. Democrats vowed to come back after the break and renew their fight. The U.S. Senate has reached a deal on labeling foods with genetically modified ingredients just a week before a harsher GMO law takes effect in the northeastern state of Vermont. The federal legislation won't be approved by the House of Representatives until after members return from their summer recess on July 5th. But if passed, the law would supersede Vermont's law, establishing a rule that is easier for food companies to meet. The Vermont law, which is applicable only to products sold in that state, would require producers to label foods with genetically modified ingredients with the words produced with or partially produced with GMOs. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.